Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Welcome, everybody, to Turn the Light On. My name is Martita Stanton. Pastor Kevin is not with us today, so I'll be your host for today. Thank you for tuning in and sharing this time with us, because I love this time. We are a topical Bible study. We love to bring the Bible to life and make it practical so we can put it to use every day in our lives, okay? We always have a guest speaker. And today I have Patty Wilson with me, an awesome friend of mine and a sister in Christ. I've known her for many years. So welcome, Patty.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I am so glad you're here with us today.
It's always fun to do it with you. I'm so excited.
I know. We have so much fun. And we learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And it is just a joy to spend time with you.
Amen.
You too. So we welcome you all guys to join us and have a lot of time with Patty and I. Every week we bring a subject or a topic, and today you brought the topic. Mm-hmm. So I want you to share what the Lord put in your heart and what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, consider it pure joy, the testing and the trying of our faith. And I came up with this because I just recently passed the anniversary of my dad passing away last week. And so it's been a year. And, you know, you don't want to consider it pure joy. Not like that's so much of a testing and a trying. I mean, he made it to almost 90. But, you know, I had to kind of turn myself around and start looking at the blessing. You know, thank God he knew the Lord. He was saved. We had a wonderful time together. He didn't suffer a long time. So I started looking at the positives of that, and it built my faith, and I found myself encouraged.
You know, that makes such a difference because you said that, and it's so important. You chose to go and look at the positive and not stay in the, let's be real, you lost your dad. That's painful. And even though we know we're going to see him in heaven, you still miss him.
Sure.
It's like if I say my kids moved to California, they're still alive, but they're so far away. I'm going to miss him, and it's a hard time because we're not together. Well, when you die, and if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you have a relationship with him, I call it we're moving.
Mm-hmm.
So your dad moved to his new home.
There you go.
And eventually you're going to join him, and you're going to have that new home with him.
Amen.
Which is amazing. But going through it, that separation time could be very hard, very painful. And you chose to switch that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a trial.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And I got through it. You know, I got through it a whole lot easier than I thought I would.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Didn't feel sorry for myself, because that's a lot of what grief is, really. Yeah. You know, we're feeling sorry for ourselves. But anyway, that's a side note for somebody who probably needed to hear that today, because it's, you know, not really where I was planning on going. But I want to read read James, the first chapter, starting in verse 2, and I remember the first time I read this scripture, it just blew my mind. I was kind of like, what? What do you mean, Lord? That, you know, that's crazy. It doesn't even make sense. But it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. So this scripture tells us how we're supposed to respond to the testing and the trying of our faith. How is that?
Honestly, let me tell you, the first response that I get when I read this is like, ouch.
Exactly, right?
how do I manage to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. That, you know, that's not easy.
Mm-mm.
So how do you suggest we do that?
By looking at the positive, like I just said a little while ago. It's like, and looking at the Lord, I think you grow in this as you mature in the Lord, because you begin to see his faithfulness. Yes, you're going to always have trials and testing.
That's right.
Of your faith, always. But you begin to see God's hand in that. You
That's
begin
right.
to see how God brought you through that. And so when the next one comes, you have a little bit more faith. Well, if God brought me through that, then certainly he's going to bring me through this.
But you said a key word there. You see.
Mm.
But am I looking?
Exactly.
So because we can, like you said, you concentrated, you switched your pain and decided to look at the positive. If we concentrate in all the negative and we don't look for any good,
mm-hmm.
we won't see it.
That's right.
So we need to open our eyes and pay attention. We need to open our ears to listen.
Mm-hmm. That's
when good. When my daughter was going through surgery, and I've mentioned this before in other programs, that she had to have her C4 had cancer. She had a tumor, osteoblastoma, in it, and it had to be removed. And I had a doctor friend said, if they touch the spine, she'll be paralyzed from the neck down.
Mm.
I could concentrate on that.
Sure.
You know, and all the dangers that were at it. Or I could concentrate on, they're going to remove that. She's going to be perfect. She's going to walk. She's not going to have any side effects. The Lord's hand's in there. And I had to really hang on to the Lord and focus on him. Like when Peter was walking on the water and he took his eyes off the Lord, he started to sink. Every time I wander off, I could feel my heart breaking.
See?
And the heaviness of it. And I'm like, no, I have to focus on Jesus Christ and hold on to his truth. And I found him on the word, his truth, so I could stand on it,
mm-hmm.
so I could go through that trial.
Exactly. And then the end result is?
Oh, it was amazing.
See? God gets the glory.
God gets all the glory. And it's amazing how when we went, once I did that, and my daughter and I sat together in agreement for it, we stood together, the peace that filled, you know, it filled our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to walk in total peace. And it was amazing.
It's awesome.
We went on a cruise right before she went. We went on a missions trip. And she was in pain, all crooked, and we went to both, and we were like, no, we're celebrating, we're serving the Lord, and it was amazing. We were in total peace, and we brought that peace to the hospital.
Awesome.
And people will come to our bedroom,
mm-hmm.
their room in there, because they felt the peace, and they will come in and say, we feel peace in here, we need that. And we were able to share the love of the Lord.
Awesome.
Because it was just flowing through our pores.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because we decided, like you did, to hold on to Jesus Christ with all our might.
That's key. It's key. And when you do that, there's always a good outcome. We all know people who have what I like to call the Eeyore syndrome. And they just can't see good in anything.
Yeah.
And when a test or a trial comes, sickness, disease, whatever it might be, they can't seem to find the hope, the faith.
Yes.
And they believe all the negative reports, and that's what they're constantly speaking.
Yes.
I'm going to die. They gave me a report, says I'm going to die. I'm sick. I this, I that. And you see that manifested in their lives, and they really struggle.
And their spirit gets broken. Their Exactly. soul is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's no hope. And it destroys you.
It does.
Because you get overwhelmed with sadness and mm-hmm. sorrow and hopelessness.
Yes.
But if we can help talking today to look, open your eyes, reach out to Christ, hang on with people that will bring that to you.
That is so you know? Important.
Instead of people that will say like me, oh, she's going to have this or this. And I will say, no, I'm sorry. But that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I am standing with the word. And if you stand with me, let's go together. But if you're going to bring negativity and depression, I don't want to hear it. And they will say, well, you got to be practical. I said, I am. I went to the doctor. The doctor said this, I'm speaking healing. She needs the surgery. I'm going to surgery, and I'm believing that everything, the Lord's going to do the surgery. She's going to come out perfectly. That's what I'm standing.
I know. I relate to that so much. When I was 24, I was diagnosed with leiomyosarcoma, rare form of cancer, and they weren't giving me a whole lot of hope. And I remember when the doctor told me that I had cancer, stage four, so on and so forth. The first thing that rose up in my heart, and I didn't even really know the Lord at the time. I believed in God, but didn't really have a personal relationship with him. But the first thing that rose up in my heart was, there is no way God's taking me away from these babies, because I was pregnant at the time for my second, and I had an 18-month-old.
Oh, wow.
And that became my confession. So no matter what I heard through the whole thing, it was like, nope. No way, God's not taking me away from these babies. And I say that because, like you said, sometimes you have to remove yourself. I had a lot of people around me, you know, who were very negative, who mm-hmm. were, you know, giving in to the doctor's report. And you better get your house in order. You better do this. You know, that type of thing. It's like, no. And turns out here it is now. I think I'm in my 42nd year, cancer-free. They never
Thank
got all
you,
the cancer,
Jesus.
But it just disappeared on its own. Even my doctor now will tell you it's just a miracle. And I know that that was my confession of faith, my confession of hope during that test and that trial that brought me through, just like you with your daughter. You had that confession of faith and hope and believing in the Lord, and you persevered through that. We persevered through that, and look at the result. But then when we face something, sickness, disease, after that, or someone we love faces that, our faith is at a higher level than it was if we hadn't gone through the testing and the trying and found God to be. Exactly. And how do we overcome?
Through the word of the testimony.
Yes. Yep.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Because as you were talking, you said that at the time you believed in God, but you didn't really have a relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Did that change?
Absolutely. it's quite a long story, quite a testimony, but I got saved when I was 10 and gave my heart to the Lord. But shortly after that, we stopped going to church, so I didn't really build on it. But after that, I know even as a kid, even with a thunderstorm or something like that, I would go grab my Bible, put it in bed with me, you know, mm-hmm. so I believed in God. That was there. But I didn't grow until I got saved, born again in, 86, I believe. It was a long time ago. But it was after, like I said, I didn't really know the Lord when I had the cancer. And then after I had the baby, then they did all the surgery, then I went through all the radiation. They still didn't get the cancer. They wanted me to go through a year of chemo, mm-hmm. and I refused. I said, no, I'm just sick, I'm tired, I want to be a mom. If something were to happen, at least I want to spend as much time with these babies as I can. Well, to make a long story short, after that, I ended up addicted to crack cocaine, which doesn't make sense. You're fighting to live and I'm killing myself. But that was the trap and the snare of the enemy. And that was probably the biggest test and trial of my life. But it was through that, that one night when I was hopeless, I believe I was probably suicidal at the time, because I tried to get help, you know, in the natural realm, and I couldn't find help, nothing that really worked for me. And so one night I cried out to the Lord and I said, God, if you're real, you've got to show me now, because I've got nowhere else to go. Yes. Even my parents, you know, didn't want to help me at that point. And within a few minutes of falling to my knees in my living room alone, saying, God, show me if you're real, this girl walks through the door and said, and she was a neighbor, and mm-hmm. she said, I don't know what's going on in your life, but God told me I had to come over here now.
Wow.
Well, he showed me he was real.
Yes.
I knew without a shadow of a doubt that he was real. And she prayed with me. And from there, it was, you know, I wouldn't say I was delivered overnight. I had to walk that out over the course of maybe 2 months, on and off, but each time it was further, and each time I got stronger and ended up, you know, here I am now all these years later and have led so many people to the Lord who were in the same place as I was. I probably wouldn't have had the compassion and the mercy that I was able to have for those people who were lost in the same addiction if I hadn't gone through that testing and that trying myself.
Wow, that's amazing. So maybe this is not the direction that we were headed in the beginning, but this is really important because we're talking about your trials, which is what we're talking about here. But I want to share with people, I want you to share with people more of how you did it because it worked for you. But sometimes the Lord snaps a finger and it's you're done.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like you said, you had to walk the process to get there. I want you to encourage those people listening right now. I know for a fact there's people out there that are believers, that are Christians, but they're struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, unfaithfulness, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. We want to give you hope. And so I want to help them, if you can share about growing in that relationship and not just believing in God or trying, like you said, to do it in the physical, the way we try to do it a lot of times. I can do this. And so I am going to go to that group. I'm not saying the groups are not helpful. They are. But without the Lord, you're doing it on your own. And it's so much harder to do because now we're trying to do it in my own will. And that's not good enough. That is not strong enough to help you through it. When you have the Holy Spirit that can carry you through and help you
exactly
to go through all this deliverance that you need to go through and take you to the next level. So would you share with the people more about it to give them hope and steps? Because a lot of them are listening, yeah, but what do I do?
Yeah. Well, when that girl left the room, I remember getting up and I started to walk around the house and I had this, I like to call it a Holy Ghost fight and determination, rise up on the inside of me. When she prayed with me that day and I gave my heart to the Lord, it was like hope rose up. And all of a sudden I'm walking around thinking, I will not be the one to give up on myself. I will not be the one to give up on the marriage. I will be a good mom. I mean, all these confessions are just coming out of my mouth. I remember just walking around the house. And then, of course, the next day I fell. And so right away comes guilt, condemnation, I can't do this. And I mean, I just wanted to give up hope. And I just had to learn to persevere. I had to keep going no matter what happened, no matter I had people that God just began to surround me with believers. Darlene and Eric Parton moved in across the street. Eric wasn't saved at the time. Darlene was a backslider. And we got talking one day and she was like, oh, I told her I gave my heart to the Lord and needed help. And she was like, I'm a backslider. I'm coming back to the Lord. And then I had Patty Springer, who was the neighbor who led me to the Lord. So the three of us began to get together a couple times a week, and we started praying for our husbands and for ourselves. And they began to teach me who I was in Christ because I saw myself as a loser. I saw myself as a victim. I saw myself as garbage. I really did. The guilt and the condemnation, the shame was so heavy. And they began to teach me. And even when I did fall, they were like, that's all right. Get back up. Get back up. God's got a plan for you. And they began to teach me that God loved me right there where I was at. Even in all of my junk, all the guilt, the shame, every time I blew it, they were there to say, get back up. Keep moving forward. God loves you. God's got a plan. God's got a purpose for your life. And that's what gave me the strength to persevere and to go forward. And so you have to surround yourself with people to help you.
Yes.
To pull you up, to encourage you, not further tear you down, because when you blow it and you fall, there are always people who are going to put the hand up and say, you blew it.
Yeah.
Don't come back here. Don't talk to me. I don't want to hear it. But these were people, now they held me accountable. I will say, you know, they didn't just, pat me on the back and it's okay. No, they held me accountable.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And learning, because as you said, all the thoughts that you had on you were negative, is not what the Lord says you, is not who the Lord says you are.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn who we are in Christ so we can stand on it.
Exactly.
And we have to remind our minds daily.
Mm-hmm.
And have, like you said, hang out with the people that you need to hang out and study the word, learn the word. If you don't know it, reach out. Mm-hmm. Find a good local church, a Bible study. Find people, those people that you know that are believers, mm-hmm. that have been talking to you and you've been pushing away. Reach out to them and say, can you teach me?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn the Bible and you don't know anything, get an easy Bible to read and start with the Gospels.
Exactly.
Learn who Christ is. Learn what he taught. Learn who you are in him.
That's key.
Because we can do it all in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But the key word here and the key step first is you need to hang on to the Lord. You need to read the word. You need to learn who you are in Christ.
Yes.
You need to repent and forgive yourself.
Exactly.
Because if you don't forgive yourself, you still will hold that guilt and condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it all in Christ. And again, reach out for help.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it alone.
Yes, absolutely. And God will do the same for you. He'll take your story, what it is that you're going through, and he's going to turn it around for your glory. And when they began to share that with me, and I began to see that in the Word, you know, the hope, and to think God could use me.
Yes.
God would use me. And that desire began to rise up on the inside of me to be used for the Lord, for him to take all of that garbage that I went through and use that to help somebody else. For me, was huge. It gave me purpose where I had lost purpose. You know, I had lost, I don't know, I couldn't see myself as ever doing anything beyond what I was doing.
And you're an amazing woman of God.
Well, thank you.
You have touched so many people. You encourage people. You turn all that garbage into an amazing testimony to glorify the Lord, to show people what the Lord can do for every single one of us.
Amen. Amen.
You know, he doesn't have favorites. He loves every single one of us. He wants to be there for every single one of us. So, this has been amazing and life transformation, okay? Because this is using those trials mm-hmm. to transform our lives into testimonies that will glorify the Lord, to show you that you have a hope, you have a future, that the Lord wants what's best for you, that he can turn everything for the good.
Amen.
He is an amazing God, that he loves you. This has been great. We're going to take a little break. We will be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Hello, everyone. Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I just wanted to take a moment and invite each and every one of you to our Christmas Eve services. It's going to be December the 24th at 4 and 5:30 p.m. here at Lighthouse Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Please join us as we celebrate the joyous holidays and the birth of Jesus Christ here at our church.
Hello, and welcome back to Turn the Light On. I am so glad you guys are still with us. We want to thank all our sponsors for their support for making this program possible, for allowing me to be here, the honor to be here with you, Patty. This is amazing. You have really touched me with your testimony, and I know you have touched people out there because we're all in need. And this is an amazing program talking about trials and how to overcome those trials and how we grow and our perseverance grows. So continue, because I want to hear more about what you have to say and share about your testimony.
Well, thank you. Well, we started out with the scripture in James that says, consider it pure joy when we face those trials and those tribulations, and how mind-blowing that is. You know, we can't even comprehend that, but how we learn and we grow in our faith and we persevere, we can find ourselves in that place because we know through experience that God is going to take that and use it for His glory. He's going to turn that around in our lives. And I was sharing that that's what He was doing in my life, coming out of the crack addiction and the cancer and all those different things. And I did share how I was just so just caught up in shame and guilt and all of those things, the humiliation, and tried to hide it. Even when I started going to church, I didn't want to share my testimony. I thought if people knew who I was and where I came from, because I still had a mindset of that's who I was, not who I was in Christ. So the turning point for me was when I found Isaiah 61. And it's God talking about, and it's about Jesus, but it's about us. And He says, the Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And I was captive, and I needed that. I was brokenhearted. And when I got down to verse 7, I remember I just lost it. And it says, instead of shame, my people will have a double portion. Instead of humiliation, they will rejoice in their share. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. And I mean, I just was set free from the guilt and the shame when I read that. That's the power of the word. That's the power that God has. It set me free from guilt and shame. And this became my confession, and it still is. The Spirit of God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach, to teach, and all that comes with Isaiah 61.
Let's finish with this. Philippians 1:6. Be confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. We want to encourage you. If you fall, get up. We all go through trials and tribulations, but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Be blessed. Love you.
Love you.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.